Hey there, I'm Mangesh Shetigler, co-host of Part-Time Genius, one of the founders of Mental Floss, and this is Humans Growing Stuff, a collaboration from iHeartRadio and your friends at Miracle-Gro. Our goal is to make this the most human show about plants you'll ever listen to. And along the way, we'll share inspiring stories, tips and tricks to nurture your plant addiction, and just enough science to make you sound like an expert. We are on summer break right now, but the truth is, Molly and I can't stop, won't stop our plant addictions. So we're bringing you some mini episodes to brighten up your feed and grow your plant curiosity. Throughout the summer, we're dropping incredible stories from growers, fun advice from experts, and we'll have some great conversations around fascinating plant facts. For this episode, Molly and I took a field trip to explore Governor's Island and all its natural wonder in New York City, and I think you're gonna love it. So, just a little background. Governor's Island is a 172-acre island in New York Harbor, just east of the lower tip of Manhattan. And since the early 1800s, the island has been this important military base. Today, it's not really that. It's one of the largest public parks in New York City. They have lavender fields and public hammocks and modern art installations. There's glamping and food trucks, playgrounds and urban farm. And this last spring, they offered a flock of sheep residency on the island through the summer. That's right. They gave residency to some sheep. And one other thing I love about the island is the only way to get there is by ferry. Yeah, we are in the cabin on the ferry to Governor's Island, and I'm glad I got on this ferry rather than the one to Staten Island, because although I'm sure Staten Island has gorgeous gardens, I don't know how many sheep they have. How about you? What are you excited to see?
I'm determined to find your sheep.
Every time I go to Governor's Island, I find something new I'm delighted by. And on this trip, I was on a mission to find the sheep they brought to the island this year.
And then the hammock grove is right across from that entrance.
Nice.
And we're certain there are still sheep there?
I don't know.
However, those sheep seem to be continually hiding from us as we searched. But in our quest to find the flock, we stumbled across another hidden gem.
Oh, I wonder what's going on over here. Looks like there's some legit gardening happened right here.
Lavender field.
Lavender field.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, it starts smelling so good.
Oh my gosh. It smells so good.
Just gonna roll around in it.
All these different kinds. Let's walk through here.
Yeah.
We stumbled into the lavender fields of Governor's Island. It's a small patch of garden containing four main varieties of lavender, along with some lesser known ones. Like my favorite, this new varietal I learned about called Fat Spike. In total, they have over 500 individual lavender plants, and the lavender was apparently planted on the island in June of 2017. But here's the really wonderful part. Every Sunday, the public is welcome to harvest some of the blooms. And one of the loveliest parts of the spot, aside from the incredible fragrance and all these glorious waves of purple, is watching all the different pollinators flutter and buzz from plant to plant. You know, lavender is such a unique plant. Aside from attracting pollinators, a single lavender plant can survive 15 to 20 years in the right environment. They are super sturdy, heat and drought tolerant, and they can grow in a variety of soils, from being potted indoors or out in the backyards. But, you know, I was told if you're planting outside, it might be best to choose late spring or early summer when the soil is warmer. After spending a good half hour wandering through these gorgeous purple blossoms, Molly and I accepted a bouquet of freshly cut lavender from some of the gardeners there. It was such a sweet gesture. And then continued on our way in search of these evasive sheep. You might be wondering, Mango, why are you obsessed with these sheep? Well, the woolly creatures go by the names Flower, Sam, Evening, Philip Aries, and my favorite, Chad, and they've been imported from Albany. But they are not on the island to sightsee. They're here to work, and their residency is designed to help keep the invasive plant species in control. And for the next 4 to 5 months, they're going to be super busy feasting on grasses, phragmites, mugwort, and sunflowers. But in the full lushness of the hammock grove area, these sheep were not easy to find.
Sheep. That's a sheep call. Bah. Here, sheep. No sheep yet.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
I know.
We honestly asked everyone we saw, and we nearly gave up after finding one empty enclosure. But then, just like the fresh lavender, the smell of the sheep wafted in on the wind, and we caught a big whiff of them before we could see them, so Molly and I followed our noses straight to them.
I definitely smell them.
Yeah. I know. We're just going to have to follow our noses. The scent feels stronger.
I know. I agree. The scent is stronger.
And eventually, peeking between the branches of a second enclosure, Molly and I finally found all five of those beautiful, fluffy monsters. Sam, Evening, Flower, Philip Aries, and yes, of course, Chad.
Wait, that looks like... Wait.
Oh, there.
You see it?
I think so. Do you see him just... Basking in the shade over there. Oh, two of them.
Man, did that make my day.
So, okay, we've been looking around for a while.
Yeah, so we've been wandering, and there were three paths we could go down to try to find the sheep, and we took two of the wrong paths and asked a lot of people who pointed in vague directions, which I forced you to chase down. And then finally, we bumped into one guy who said he had no idea where the sheep were, and they were right around the corner from him.
And but we couldn't really see them very well, but we were like real like creeps to the sheep.
Oh yeah, completely.
We're sheep creeps.
Sheeping toms. Yeah. But then it was so joyous to like spot like one fluffy tail and then see there was another body next to it and then another body and then like the whole crew was there.
Yeah. Yeah. You were so excited.
I know, it's a good day. Someone hands you a bouquet of lavender and you get to see sheep. It's a pretty good day's work.
I agree.
That's it for today's episode, but check back here again soon for more bonus episodes this summer. And don't forget, no matter what season it is or where you're at in your gardening journey, there are some incredible resources waiting for you on the Miracle-Gro website. Humans Growing Stuff is a collaboration from iHeartRadio and your friends at Miracle-Gro. Our show is written and produced by Molly Socha and me, Mangesh Hatikadar. Thank you so much for listening.